Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
A lot of dads out there think that they had the best Father's Day. They might be like, oh yeah, my Father's Day was the best. My family got me a brand new barbecue. Can't wait to use it. Or something like, my family just let me have the day to myself. I went golfing with my friends. We went to the pub after. It was a great day. Sorry to all those dads, but my friend had the best Father's Day of all time. He has a little daughter, 5 years old. His daughter gave him one of those homemade coupon books. Remember those things that elementary kids would make all the time for Mother's Day and Father's Day back in the day? Usually those coupon books have stuff like, redeem this for one free hug, or redeem this to get out of the dishes. Something cute like that, hey? My friend's daughter gave him this coupon book, and it only had one coupon inside. And the coupon was, redeem this for 365 days of thermostat control. This guy's daughter gave him control of the thermostat for a year. That is the best Father's Day gift of all time. Nothing tops that, because if there is one thing dads love, it's controlling the thermostat. A lot of people wish their dads a happy Father's Day on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even though most of their dads will never see it because they don't have Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. I kind of like Father's Day for that reason, though. The social media aspect, you scroll through, you see all the old school photos of dads with the huge mustaches and the sweaters, and I just like that blast from the past. One thing I noticed, though, about dads, because every second photo on Facebook yesterday was a photo of a dad hanging out with their family or whatever, one thing I noticed about those photos, dads love to wear athletic clothing while doing non-athletic things. Have you ever noticed that? They'll be rocking New Balance runners, like runners that you use for jogging. They'll be wearing an Under Armour t-shirt, not like a casual Under Armour t-shirt, like one that you wear to work out. They'll wear some shorts that are meant for slow pitch or hockey or something like that, and they're just sitting at the table eating supper. That's a dad move right there. Hey, wearing nothing but Under Armour while doing the opposite of something athletic. At 8 o'clock this morning, the Toronto Raptors Championship Parade will be on national television. It's going to be all over the internet. And some people just hate that. They don't understand how a parade can get so much attention. Really? A parade? Who cares? I care, haters. I care, because at these sports championship parades, someone always gets way too drunk, grabs a microphone, and does something really, really embarrassing. Isn't that right, Brett Hull from 4 days ago?
You can say Let's Go Blues all you want, but you know what? We went! We went Blues! We don't have to go anymore! So instead of saying, Let's Go Blues, we're going to say, We went Blues! We went Blues! We went!
Like, mix in a water bud. I got to share this story with you, and there's a good chance this has happened to you before. A friend and me were driving on Saturday. I forget what street we were on, but all of a sudden, we hit some construction. Crews were fixing some potholes on this road. There were some delays. We had to wait like a minute and a half. No big deal, but my friend, who was sitting in the shotgun seat, he's like, ugh, another construction project. Really? Really? He had the old, there are two seasons in Saskatchewan, winter and construction joke. And then he's like, this has got to stop. Like, there are way too many construction projects in Saskatoon. Like, it's just getting out of hand. Literally a minute and a half later, we hit two potholes. And all of a sudden, my friend is like, the city has to do something about these potholes. And I'm like, man, they were, like, a minute and a half ago. You were there. You saw them. You were complaining about them doing something about the potholes. And now you're complaining that they don't do anything about the potholes? No. You don't get to complain about both. That's like complaining about ham and pineapple pizza, and then when your friend orders ham and pineapple pizza, you have, like, half the ham and pineapple pizza. You can't complain about both. Moral of the story, people like to complain about literally everything. You know what needs to stop? People saying that they've been to a city, but really they only were there because of a layover at the airport. I hate that. Cannot stand it when people are like, oh yeah, I've been to San Francisco before for 2 hours. I was there for a layover. Great airport. That should not be allowed anymore. Like, if you hear someone doing that, they should be fined $10 for wasting your time. I can't stand it. You're at a dinner party or some kind of work event, and you're talking to someone, and you're talking about your latest travels, and you're like, yeah, Denver's a great city. Had a good time there. And someone's like, oh, yeah, I've been to Denver before. And you start thinking in your head, oh, I wonder if this person went to this place or this place. We can start sharing some memories together. And they're like, no, yeah, I was just in the airport. That should not be allowed. Never again. If you do that, stop it. There's no joke here. Don't do it. What's the longest you've ever waited for something? Because the Raptors parade is going on later this morning in downtown Toronto, and some people lined up 17 hours before the parade started just so they could get good seats. And they're not even in the front row. They're in like the 10th row, which means some people were waiting for like 20 hours to get good seats. Like, do these people not have jobs? Because not only were they waiting 20 hours to get seats, they're going to be waiting another 20 hours for the parade to be over and for traffic to settle down. That's a lot of time in one place, right? The longest you've ever waited for something, let me know. 306-938-0963. You can also let us know on Facebook. That's where Gwen left this comment. I waited 12 hours in minus 25 weather for university parking passes. Now, if you have a kid who goes to the U of S, you know exactly what Gwen's talking about here, hey? University students worry about parking passes more than their actual grades, I swear. They're like, come on, Lot D, come on, Lot D. Aw, Lot S, are you kidding me? Haley on the Facebook page, she had a good one that a lot of moms can relate to. She had to wait an extra 10 days for her firstborn. She was 10 days overdue. I was one of those overdue babies. I was overdue by 13 days, I believe, and my mom will not let it go. I'm an adult, and she still brings it up to this day. We'll be having a mom-son date at the movies, and I'll be like, come on, Mom, you gotta hurry up. We're gonna be late. I don't want to miss the previews. And she's like, you know what, Clayton? I waited 13 days for you. You can wait 10 minutes for me. Touché, Mom. Touché. On Saturday, the Saskatchewan Roughriders officially put Zach Kolaros on the 6-game injured list. About 27 minutes after they did that, the Darian Durant rumors started to swirl. It always happens, hey? Whenever a Rider quarterback gets hurt, Darian Durant, is he going to come back? Is he going to come back? Are the Riders going to sign Darian Durant? Oh, they should sign Darian Durant. To all the Double D fans out there, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. The Riders have not contacted Darian Durant. They've already signed another quarterback, Brian Bennett. You might remember him from training camp in 2017. He was Winnipeg's third-string quarterback last year, actually. The Riders and Durant, they're not getting back together. I know. It's a big bummer. I know a lot of fans of Darian Durant really want him back in the green and white. Darian Durant has not officially retired yet. Like, he's still a free agent. He can still sign with any team. But they're not getting back together. Just like you and your high school sweetheart that you still creep on Facebook. It's just not going to happen.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.